For all the difficulties and problems in the world, filmmakers, directors, screenwriters, and actors have all noted that we are experiencing a Breaking Bad, House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, transparent, golden age of television right now. Here's Jeff Bukes of Time Warner, who brought you Game of Thrones, speaking back in 2012.
There are literally hundreds of channels and shows that are excellent with the biggest stars from what used to be the big screen and film that are working there. Huge production budgets. Some of the budgets for TV shows are bigger than some of the budgets for film.
FX Network CEO John Landgraf predicted an end to this golden age this year or next, and that there is a glut of shows out there, 400 or more this year, with big budgets, big hype, and not enough audience. The markets sense an end might be near as well. Netflix stock is down about 3% this summer. Time Warner, News Corp, and Disney are all having similar slumps for similar reasons. And here I'm betting that TV has canceled more shows than you have even watched this year.
She's the daughter of a messenger. Each of her drawings could be another sign from God. Who knows?
I keep forgetting to water my ficus. I guess ficuses don't need a...
Whoa! Totally just saw some bra.
What is your deal? I mean, we never do anything fun around here.
Drop the gun, now!
Can you hold this for a second? You're holding my pee.
Some moments you didn't get a chance to forget among the 32 shows that have been canceled in television so far this season. This year, actually. Brian Stelter is senior media correspondent for CNN and host of Reliable Sources. Brian, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
So, Brian, I said season, but even that's, like, changed completely in this golden age of television. What do you think about what Landgraf said?
I think he's expressing something that a lot of people in the television industry are worried about right now. It's almost like TV, it's a little bit like kale salads. You know, they're a good thing, but right now there's too much of a good thing. You know, you look on every menu, you see a kale salad. But you look on every television network, you see some great show, some must-see TV. And there is this feeling that there's too much of a good thing right now, that there's too many great programs out there competing for your attention. It's a good problem to have, but a hard problem to solve.
Well, television has been traditionally criticized for repeating junk over and over again if it's successful. Repeating quality over and over again if it's successful is a step up.
Well, there's certainly plenty of junk out there, right? There's more of everything than ever, and that's because of the incentives in the marketplace right now. The incentives are to get more of a subscriber fee by having some special compelling programming you can't find anywhere else. We see that with cable networks, and we also see that with Hulu, Amazon, and Netflix. And yet, just an hour ago, John, I was sitting in bed looking at Hulu thinking, there's nothing to watch. It was a digital age version of that old problem about having 500 channels and nothing being on. The real problem is discovery. There are wonderful shows out there, but it's hard to find them sometimes. And that's what the TV industry and the technology giants have to work on together, discovery.
But even the programming that's special that you can't get anywhere else model of success is questionable. I mean, Disney's having problems with ESPN because the whole streaming content idea has changed the revenue models for all these companies, and their stocks are way down.
Yeah, we saw a big sell-off last week in all the big media stocks, all for apparently the same reason, new fears about cord cutting. You know, what we're seeing is that the vast majority of homes still pay for some form of cable, but about 500,000 homes out of about 100 million did drop cable subscriptions in the second quarter of the year. That's by far the biggest drop we've seen in many, many, many years. And so even though most people are keeping the bundle, some people are giving up on it. They're choosing to use Netflix instead, or Amazon or Hulu or other options instead. And that's putting a lot of pressure on these media companies. I interviewed the CEO of HBO last week, Richard Plepler, and I asked him about this issue of too much good TV. And his answer was essentially, it's all about brand. As long as you have a great brand that stands for quality, that people will continue to pay for your brand. But there's no doubt there's going to be losers as well as winners in this kind of digital revolution affecting television.
Well, since you mentioned losers, and to have a little fun here, from the perspective of a writer who, you know, writers love to complain, they're never happy. Have they been happy in this television golden age, and are they positioned to maybe not be so happy in the next few years if Landgraf is right?
It's definitely still hard to get projects made, but there is more room for those projects, more shelf space. So we do see more people employed by television networks at the moment, making more shows than ever, and then competing for that audience. It's kind of like a pie that we keep slicing up into smaller and smaller pieces. But some of these projects break through. Think about Fox's Empire, which became the biggest show of the spring. By the way, I think the GOP debates will be the biggest show of the fall.
Yeah, I know.
Always something breaks through, right? Whether it's Empire or something else. And so for writers, there's real opportunity there. But you do wonder, looking 5 years down the road, if fewer shows will be being made then than there are now. Of course, the X factor is YouTube, right? Even if these shows aren't on television, there's so much shelf space, unlimited shelf space online. And we continue to see sites like YouTube and also Amazon and others try to make more inroads, creating what we used to call television. I've said before, we need a new vocabulary for this stuff because there are TV shows being made that aren't on TV, and there are web shows being made that look like TV shows, and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the only infinite commodity in television is Amy Schumer.
Who I only recently discovered thanks to Trainwreck. That's the other thing about all of this, right, is that even if something's old to you, it might be new to me. That's the other wonderful thing about this on-demand age. And yet it increases the likelihood that we're all watching something different, never watching the same thing together.
Sold that Brian Stelter screenplay yet, Brian?
Maybe I need to go back to the drawing board on that one.
All right. Brian Stelter, senior media correspondent for CNN and host of the great show Reliable Sources. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you.
We can keep up with the Kardashians any time of the day, but wait, is that a good thing or a bad thing? That's what we were just talking about with Brian Stelter. Some of you think we're in the golden age of TV with endless options. Some of you think we're down the rabbit hole where TLC's Toddlers and Tiaras is the only show streaming or worth streaming. From Montpelier, Vermont, quality is better than ever. The only thing suffering is my trips to the silver screen. The shows, direction, acting, etc. is stellar. I binge watch several series and do not watch regular TV anymore, just Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Arlington, Texas. And I only watch TV about 1 to 3 hours per week. TV has way too many shows that say absolutely nothing.
8778 My Take is our number, and there's much more at thetakeaway.org.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.